I'm Bob Boylan with another Plus One, a little mini podcast, this one about mom. I'm here with Robin Hilton.
Hey, Bob. It's Mother's Day coming up, so we thought it's a good time to ask our listeners what songs remind them of their moms.
And boy, what?
We got thousands. We got thousands of stories, and many of them tearjerkers, and so many song suggestions. Some of the most popular songs, like Moon River, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, Bridge Over Troubled Water. The range of the songs, though, went from Lily Allen's F.U. or Patsy Cline's Crazy all the way to like Neil Young's Heart of Gold, and then oddly, surprisingly popular song, How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? And the answer...
Patty Page.
Yeah, and the reason that song comes up, as so many of these come up, is because mothers, that people have memories of their moms singing these songs to them when they were kids. Like, I always think of Puff the Magic Dragon. My mom would always sing that. And I remember being in the car one time during a car long trip and saying, please sing that, please sing it, Mom. And she said, no, you cry every time. I'm not doing it. And I promise I won't, just sing it. I got to hear it. And then she sang it, and of course, I started sobbing.
So now I know how to get you to cry.
Just play Puff the Magic Dragon.
I'll sing it to you.
I thought we could just share a couple stories in this podcast, share a couple of the stories we got. And one of the songs that I'm not very familiar with, but it got mentioned a lot, was a song called Baby Mine.
Oh, yeah.
From the Dumbo soundtrack. I know I saw that, but I don't remember that song. But
I remember the song, but I didn't see the movie. So.
Well, we got lots of stories. One of them I'll share with you from a listener who says, when I was little, my mother would hold me close to her and sing this song to me while gently swaying back and forth in the old rocking chair in my bedroom. I remember one night when I was 5 or something, my mother was holding me tight and singing Baby Mine to me, and I was filled with overwhelming sadness. I suddenly understood...
Don't cry. You can do this.
Yeah. I suddenly understood that this moment between my mother and I wouldn't last forever, and that one day I would grow up and I wouldn't be able to be held like this anymore. I don't know if I should be proud or depressed that I had that realization at such a young age, but nonetheless, that is true. So true. The memories that so many people shared are from childhood like that.
And for me, I was thinking of my mother, and my mother actually is a child. She never, ever...
I guess you don't know. She probably doesn't listen to the podcast.
But she listens to as much or more music than I do.
Which is hard to believe.
It's true, though. She has Channel 274 from the cable box playing out of every possible television around her apartment.
Is that that's the death metal, the speed metal channel?
Yes, of course. It's Singers and Swingers.
Singers and Swingers.
I just love the name. You know, folks like Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Nat King Cole, the Andrews Sisters, you know, you get the idea. 30s, 40s, 50s classics. But my mom was always the baby in her family, the youngest of 5, and sort of maybe even the baby in our family. She sort of never did grow up. She still, at 88 years old, has a little kid energy.
That's so great.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. So the song I think about when I think of my mom is something sung by a very young girl, the song by Shirley Temple on the Good Ship Lollipops. You know, the Shirley Temple, the box office.
It's such a goofy song.
I know.
To think of when you think of your mom. Oh,
but it is totally. So let me play a little bit of the song that reminds me of my mother.
Oh, gosh.
On the Good Ship Lollipop, it's sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are, happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the tootsie roll with the big bad devil's fruit cake. If you eat too much, oh, oh, you'll awake with a tummy ache on the good ship.
That's Shirley Temple singing on the Good Ship Lollipop, a song that made me think of my mom. And I thought, you know, I don't know what my mom's favorite song is. And I thought it would be a good idea to know for this Mother's Day. So I called her up.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. How are you doing?
How am I doing? I like it because it's Mommy's Day this weekend, and I wish you were here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I could be, too.
I know that. Listen, you're busy. Send me a car.
A car? Oh, I thought you wanted a card, not a car. I'm doing a Mother's Day show for this week's show.
Aww.
And I thought I'd call my mom.
Oh, how sweet.
And I was thinking about, you know, because I do a music show, I was thinking about, well, what is your favorite song?
What is my favorite song?
Yeah.
Volare, da-da-da-dum, volare, da-da-da-dum. Do you ever hear that song?
Sure, Volare. By who? Whose version do you like the most?
Steve Lawrence.
Was this without Edie Gourmet or was it with...
No, it's with Edie, too.
Yeah.
She passed away last year.
Yeah. And he?
Oh, no, he's fine.
Oh, good.
He lost her. They were married 35 years. You know, Bob, when I lived in Brooklyn, and I was 26, I was wheeling you in the carriage. You were 6 months old. And May was sitting in a little seat on the coach, the carriage.
Uh-huh.
And I took a walk, and there was a, what do you call those offices, those places where they go and they study and they practice and everything, like a studio.
Okay. So you walk by a studio?
Yeah. Well, but they had a lot of them in Brooklyn. And all of a sudden, two people come out, a guy and a girl, and they said, well, aren't you the cutest thing? Are you the babysitter? I said, no. I said, I'm the mommy. He says, you don't look like a mommy. You look like you're 15. I said, well, I'm 26. And my little boy is in the carriage. He's 6 months old. And my little daughter over here. And she went, hello. I said, throw a kiss to them. Who are they? Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet.
I never knew that story.
And you should see how he kissed me. He hugged and he kissed me. She says to me, oh, my God, you're beautiful. I'd love to look like you and wheel two little babies like you are at your age. Well, I had such a good time with them. I'll never forget it.
Oh, that's a riot.
And when I hear him, in fact, he called his name before. I went, Stevie, you know I love you.
Well, have fun, Mom.
Oh, you too.
I'll miss you for Mother's Day.
Send me $10,000.
I work at NPR, Mom. I love you.
I love you.
All right, bye-bye.
Heart sings, 'cause your love has given me wings. No wonder my happy heart sings, Volare, let's fly away.